B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast. Where did you get your fries yesterday, Roy, on National French Fry Day?
You know, I got onion rings on National French
Fry
Day.
Damn you! Why do you go against the grain?
I did. I'm sorry.
I went to Chick-fil-A. That was my go-to fry place. Okay. And I'll tell you what.
Is this going to be 2 days in a row of nothing but French fries?
No. Yesterday was food and weight loss. It wasn't just all food and calories. No, I'll tell you what. For the first time, the Chick-fil-A I went to was slow.
Really?
They have it down where they move you through. It was really slow.
Okay.
And Chick-fil-A now has a guy or gal that stands at the window where you would reach in to grab your food.
Okay.
And now that person takes your money and gives you the food. And I don't understand the value of why they think that makes things go quicker.
I do.
Why?
Because let's say they're still working on your order, but the order behind you is ready. The person can run.
But that person's going to be so close behind me that they can't get out till I move up anyway.
That's fine, but they're still getting it out.
That's true.
And so then two cars move.
Okay. When I moved up to... Now, all right, I see what you're saying. When I moved up, they go, what's your name? And I'm like, well, at this point, I might as well just reach and get it myself.
Okay.
Right? That was my thought. And then I had to make small talk with him. And yep. Normally I'm down for small talk, but I wasn't down for small talk yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I see the did you go to the one on South Boulevard?
No. I went in Ballantyne.
Yeah, there's one in... excuse me, I didn't mean to yawn on a podcast.
Don't let us keep you awake, bud.
There's a Chick-fil-A in Cotswold.
Ah.
And I've seen them do this move where they will, at the window, where it used to be you just pull the one car up and get it through the window, they'll put two cars in a row right there. So right where the windows is car on the left, car on the right, and the girl will run.
That's how it used to be. It used to be like three lanes by me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why they run, though. That's why they're outside.
All right. Well, but they're outside and they're standing. He was just standing there. I didn't see him deliver anything, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
If it gets crazy, and I was there a little early, but it just took me longer than normal to get through.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, on this rap party, I wanted to read you a message that we got from somebody named, standby for name. The name is
waiting for name.
Hold on. Tori. Tori says, hey, Colorado listener here. I cannot thank you guys enough for uploading your show to Spotify. I love the after show as well. I have felt so much less lonely on my commute to work. You guys are lifesavers.
Okay.
Yesterday, you guys were talking about elderly pets.
and we were?
Remember I said that my brother's friend that was in Disney with us had to go home to take care of his 14-year-old dog, Harold?
Yes.
Eye drops, spray on his matted down hair, and wrap his leg every day because he's got a rod in it.
Yes.
She said, for the elderly pet stories, I'm a pet sitter on the side. I just finished three jobs over the last week and just had to turn down a job for a 13-year-old Pomeranian that slipped a disc in his spine.
Ooh.
He needed constant care, multiple pills, liquid syringe, help up and down the stairs. I would have loved to care for him, but sitting pets is my only side gig, and my primary job was too much, and I just couldn't do it, unfortunately. So anyway, I thought that was a nice message from Tori.
Okay.
The other message that we got today, Roy, you asked if anyone formed work alliances.
I did ask that.
You were wondering because a Burger King, the workers got together and they went out to the Burger King sign and said, we quit because they wanted higher wages.
Yep.
They basically unionized.
Essentially, without the paperwork.
Amanda says, totally formed an alliance with my work crew. The owner's brother took over the restaurant and was not the nicest person. He started yelling at everyone all the time in front of customers. We had certainly had enough of how he treated us. Every day, one of us servers was a closer for a few hours by ourselves at the restaurant. So the day it was my turn to close, I waited until all my coworkers cleared out. I wrote a letter to the guy about how he treated us like garbage, taped it to the register, and left without saying anything. 3 hours later, I left for my shift. Never regretted my decision.
Good. I like it when people stand up.
Right. I also like what she said there, and that's where I was going with the conversation. Have you ever heard, it is awkward, and I've seen this. I would think I was at Target, and I heard two employees arguing, and it was so uncomfortable. It was a boss telling someone that they weren't doing something right, and the person who wasn't doing something right wasn't taking the criticism.
Yeah.
And out loud in front of customers, it was an awkward conversation happening.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard it at restaurants, not really retail or anything like that. But I've heard like servers being like, what's the word they use? You need to cut me, or can I get me cut, or
to go?
Yeah, I guess that's it. But they're like, they're debating over that and like side work, and they're arguing.
Okay, I've heard servers also talk about like, I thought table 9 was mine, table 9's yours. Okay, you can have it, but that was supposed to be mine. I don't know what's going on here. Like really loud.
Or how about when you hear someone complain, my God, you sat her 4 times in a row or something. You sat, there's like not
right,
equality
yes.
with
yeah.
the sitting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And okay, well, her section has been full all night. Look at my section. I got tables.
I've heard that because I request, I don't typically, whenever I go out to eat, I never just go wherever they want me to go. I typically have a request like, oh, no, I would like a table. And so they kind of have to move.
So the server, you're not happy with their first choice of seating.
Typically, I'm not because they always want to get me in a booth and I don't want to be in a booth.
Yeah.
And so I've heard waiters do that. And then so they're complaining like, oh, my God, you're sitting him there. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't want you now anyway. Like, if you know what I mean? You just now got mad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Also, I get that on the plane. I've heard flight attendants
get into it with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you hear them talk shit about the one in the back. I've heard that before, too. Like, what is Jennifer doing? She's just sitting down. Why is she sitting down?
But don't.
I'm like, don't you understand that you're in public and, like, we're not supposed to pull the curtain back?
Yeah, I've heard the private conversations when my airplane broke, because I was near all the drama where the airplane broke.
Right, I remember you doing
so
that story.
I got to hear all the good tea where nobody else in the plane knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But no, I thought flight attendants met each other for the first time when they got on the plane.
A lot of times, yes.
Okay.
But they're just not happy with the 3-person put out.
Yeah.
Like one person was being lazy.
Yeah.
Like, is she just sitting down? Is she going to do the announcement? That's stuff that I've heard over the years.
How often do you hit the call button on a flight?
Never.
Never, right?
No.
Like, it's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
I don't expect anything on the flights anymore. I mean, we didn't even have drinks. So on our way down to Orlando,
mm-hmm.
this is going to make you nuts because you're an airline enthusiast like me. We hit light to moderate turbulence.
Okay.
And as soon as it came time to my row to get the soda and pretzels, they shook. Like, we had a pretty good little rock. But, like, and then it stopped. And he goes, flight attendants, just take your seats for a little bit. Well, they never got back up.
Oh, yeah, because it was a short flight.
Because it's such a short flight, we're going to discontinue our cart service.
Yeah.
So then me, you know how I am, we land. And as soon as we land, I go, get that Sprite and pretzels. But I did it in a way that nobody knew where it was coming.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? Because
like, you have to angle it in a direction where it could be coming from here, it could be coming from there.
There's an unruly passenger yell out.
Yeah, I was just like, get that Sprite and pretzels.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then on the way back, no cart service. So I don't.
I wonder why. Yeah, I get annoyed if a captain tells me, hey, we're going to be getting into some turbulence, I'm going to put the seatbelt sign on, it better fucking move. Like, I want to feel some turbulence.
Right, I know. Light to moderate chop, as they say.
Yeah.
You're paid to serve during that. And it stopped.
Yeah, if it's just like a pothole that you hit and you're done,
right.
You keep going.
Yeah. Get back up. That was annoying. Also, I had a whole thing. I didn't even get into this.
By the way, you know that they didn't get back up because they didn't want to.
They didn't want to wheel that cart back out again and deal with, like, you know. And then I hear this. They go, it's a very short flight, so please know what you want when we get to you. There's no alcohol.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. What do you want? Coke, juice, water.
You're going to Florida. That's not that short of a flight.
It's like an hour and 20.
Yeah, that's enough for a
normal
driver.
Your fly time is probably 45 minutes, though. Maybe an hour.
Yeah, but still, that's enough time to
do. But they put the card away.
They do beverage service from here to Atlanta.
They do?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
They do.
But you're in the plane for like 30 minutes.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like they can, and they don't even start beverage service until 5 minutes after takeoff.
So get this. My brother flew United from Chicago to Orlando and then was taking them back. So he had his United notifications on. And so we're in the park on Tuesday, and I'm watching Hurricane Elsa, and I'm like, okay, it's coming across Florida, and a lot of the wind and rain is on the east side, mm-hmm. and that's where Orlando was. It still is, believe it or not, on the east side, kind of in the middle of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So he says, I just got notification. United is waiving fees to rebook so you don't have to leave tomorrow because of Elsa. Skip Wednesday, rebook for Thursday or Friday. And Amanda's like, well, maybe I'll call. I go, well, then United. I said, American's next.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, because they get the same weather information.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Amanda, I was like, call your mom, because she was staying with my daughter, Ruby. I said, call your mom and ask her if she thinks that it's okay if she can stay with Ruby. And we rebook the flight with a wave fee.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's Bradley.
I call it. Hi, Brad. I call American, and American's like, we are on a 4 to 5 hour wait. We'll call you back in 4 to 5 hours.
That. They're always on a 4 to 5 hour wait.
So they call me back, but I'm at Disney, yeah. And I can't hear anything.
So did you get the flight changed?
American never waived the fee out of Orlando.
I hate to break it to you, but I think they're waiving all fees currently still.
They didn't. The guy told me.
Because Sterling just canceled his flight and got it refunded.
He might have had insurance. I DM'd them on Twitter, which is the way to go, and they responded to me. They said that Orlando wasn't one of the hubs that is requiring, that's doing refunds or waiving the fee, the change fee. It was like Miami, Tampa, and Jacksonville.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All for Elsa.
So they were like, if you want to change it, it'll be $250 a person.
It's crazy.
Like, no, we're good. But I was all dramatic. I'm like, I'm not flying in a hurricane. What are you doing? You nuts. I'm not a hurricane hunter.
If this plane goes down because you wouldn't give me a free change fee.
Damn you.
Just canceled the flight, though, for weather?
Yeah, that's what they would ultimately
have
done.
So,
if it was bad.
Then
yeah.
They'd have copped you something else.
So, yeah, and it was like my dad told me, being the former airline pilot he was like, check the flight that's coming to Orlando. And if that doesn't leave on time, then that's bad news already. Mm-hmm. But that flight did. It left on plenty of time out of Chicago to get to me.
Yeah.
And then we flew to Charlotte. So no issues. But, yeah.
He really is the diva, isn't he?
No, Loren's the diva, Brad.
Loren's probably.
Brad, you're the engineer. You know nobody can hear you if you don't get on the microphone. No, are you dating any of our listeners that reach out to you?
There's only been two.
Yeah.
Two? Yeah. Well, date them.
No.
Brad, they love you. You're a star of this show, and you don't even
What's
know
not to
it.
Love?
Well, that's our point. Go on a date.
I like you without a beard.
I've only ever known.
I like the beard. The beard
I don't
plays.
Like
the beard.
The beard is
I
a player.
It up, the beard plays.
Curl okay. it up like
Raleigh fingers.
What is this? The '40s?
What are you, a strong man from the '20s?
Yeah. Well,
vaudeville, right?
Yeah. There's plenty of women out there that would be into a engineer like yourself, handsome. But
I have a surprise for you if we ever do this bourbon tasting.
Well, listen, we've been planning it for 7 months. Probably would take another 7 months to get it going.
Loren's back though tomorrow.
So are we on for Friday or no?
I don't know.
Why not?
Because
it's Wednesday. We talked about this Monday.
I know, but I don't know if I could do this Friday because I'm. Amanda's mom's coming in, and they have to go out for Ruby's birthday and get
Sounds like a perfect time for you to
House. I know, but I have to stay with the kids while she does her shopping.
You don't have a nanny? You don't have an au pair?
My nanny's off on Friday. She's had enough of my kids.
Well, she only does the mornings or afternoons.
My nanny works from 8 to 3:30.
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday.
Your nanny was your mother.
My mom used to do it, but her cancer has taken a turn, and so now she has to focus on herself.
Way to bring that sucks. Up, Brad.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I mean, I knew about the other part, but I didn't know it.
No.
I was actually going to ask how she was doing. I'm glad he
It really was.
That.
It really is easy to call and be like, Mom, because she's not doing anything. Like, can you come over and sit with the kids for a little bit? Mm-hmm. They put themselves to bed for the most part. You know, all you have to do is get them out of the house if there's a fire.
Right.
You know, and she goes, well, get me on the right channel. Just put me on, like, the bio channel or something. Mm-hmm.
And oh, my God.
I was thinking about your mom because I started watching The Real Housewives, and I know your mom likes that.
Yeah, I don't know if she caught it.
Jersey.
Well, I watch Potomac.
She watches all of them. My mom loves the Kardashian, watches all the Housewives.
Potomac felt the most, like, Beverly Hills was a little too much for me. Atlanta's too big, but like Potomac was just kind of like Charlotte to me. Does that make sense? Like right outside of DC suburbs. I'm like, I get it.
About Nicole watch Salt Lake City?
Yeah, Salt Lake City wouldn't be bad.
That's
to watch.
Mormon drama.
Yeah, that's crazy drama.
Mormon drama.
I do watch Below Deck.
That's a
good
show.
Below Deck's good, but I don't. That's a good show. I don't DVR it or anything, but when it's on, I'll catch it and I'll get sucked into it.
Our lunch bunch, we turn it on the screen.
Oh, that's funny.
They do a replay usually in the middle of the day.
Who's our what is the lunch bunch?
Well, you see, you leave at 10:45, so you're not here for lunch.
So there's a group of people that hangs out here and watches lunch in the conference room.
Yeah, Jack, Dre,
really,
Emma.
The lunch bunch.
Yeah, there's several of us.
Kyle.
Now Kyle's more of a loner.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome. Yeah,
he's very much.
So. He's got a hearty laugh
group.
Though.
Jack created an email group.
Really? That's cool.
That's pretty funny.
I have Peacock, so I get next week's episode. You get it a week early.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah.
I learned from Below Deck on they freeze the fruit. I don't know why I assumed the stuff is fresh.
It is fresh, but I think they freeze it to kill bacteria, right?
Keep it fresh.
This was like a month stint. They were going to be out for like a month.
What? That's not Below Deck.
Oh, what is that?
I have no idea. Are you watching like the cruise ship?
On the boat. No, it wasn't a cruise. It was like a yacht.
Yeah, that's Below Deck. But Below Deck, they usually just go for like a week.
It's like 3 or 4 days.
It's like a rich guy all of his douchey friends.
Yeah, that's how it typically
is. You know why they're on there is because they get a drastically discounted rate.
Sure. I mean...
Bro, because
you just
got
a camera shoved up your ass.
Right. Yeah, we know about reality TV.
I know, but I mean, if you're getting liquor poured down your throat and...
Yeah, but I've seen they're mad at tips that these people leave or don't leave.
The people don't pay for the tips. The production company pays the tip. Yeah, it's in the rules.
Well,
but you get to choose how much they leave them. I'd be like, I'll give them 50 grand.
I guess.
Well, and you know that, like, the production company will maybe... suggest to some people, you should only leave this much.
Yeah, but some of these people, you're not going to suggest anything to them.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite on Below Deck?
Depends on which one. Whether it's Below Deck Med, the sailing yacht I cannot get into.
No, which cast member? Which blonde?
Probably Captain Lee.
Oh, you like the
guy?
Captains?
Yeah.
Coming out on the podcast?
No,
I meant
what do you mean
the favorite
character.
It's got to be one of the hot blonde.
This season?
Yeah.
Oh, that the blonde Kiwi, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're all hot, Roy.
No, I have no idea.
I don't know.
All
Nicole told us to wrap it up, so I guess we started boring.
We had a meeting at
10:30. I like Below Deck. I think it's a good show. But anyways.
If that's the one you watch.
I'm pretty sure it was Below Deck that I watched, and there was like a month, like the fruit was going bad, and so they quickly cut up the fruit and quickly frozen.
All right, listen. We hope you enjoyed the wrap party, everybody. Bye,
all right,
Brad.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.